He's got white Converse, dark jeans, and a black backpack. But let's get to know Nathan Cummings by playing a game. Teenager.
Me.
Personality.
Obsessive.
Obsession.
Words. The form of poetry can be so raw and so honest that a lot of people have this misguided stereotype that it needs to be angsty, emotional, raving, whining.
You're heartbroken.
I'm so heartbroken, yeah. And but poetry is so much broader than that. It's just language.
Language that, in Cummings' hands, can end up in some off-kilter poems. Here's Cummings reading an excerpt from a poem about a medical condition in which you have water on the brain.
We called you Gavin before, and now they call you different. Hydrocephalus, prenatal mistake. Yet, you were my angel, asleep on a white blanket, no bigger than a thin-boned mouse.
The poem's not based on his personal experience, except for the fact that Cummings' parents are both doctors.
My family has never had a significant medical emergency. We're healthy, but having my parents who come home every day talking about the patients that they treat, it's definitely made me realize that, you know, there are people out there who are not as fortunate as I am. And it makes me sort of want to try and understand that. And I think one of the ways I do that is through poetry.
Cummings has written prose, but he likes how unstructured poetry can be. His writing process often starts when he's alone with his thoughts out on a long run.
Running is a nice time for me to sort of catalog those, organize them, put them into some semblance of order so I can maybe draw on them a little bit later once I'm done.
The other day, he was flying home from Washington, D.C. after being named a National Student Poet and meeting Joyce Carol Oates as well as Michelle Obama. He noticed how everyone around him was wearing headphones, so he whipped out his iPhone and started to write.
14 billion notes in 10 million symphonies through 8,000 tangled chords in 500 cities on one morning, weaving together in some new choral axiom as we share much, but not silence. Poetry can come from anywhere, literally anywhere.
It's a message he hopes will reach any teen who's curious about giving it a try. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.